Seven blessings, everyone.
If you can kneel.
Let's pray. Okay, bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with this Sabbath. And thank you for answering our prayers so quickly in regards to helping Brother Chase and Sister Justice make it to an internet connection so that he can share the sermon. And thank you for blessing this whole Sabbath, however you see fit. We thank you for blessing everyone that's on our prayer list as well, especially those that are lost and those that are crying out for truth but don't quite understand. Because of the way this world is, it's such a mess, they don't really know who to trust. And all they really have to trust is you. So please bless us with a way to plant some seeds and show the people that they got to open their Bibles. Real Bibles. Not these altered ones. And thank you for blessing everyone that's doing the work all around the world. And Father, we also uplift Bill, who used to be one that used to frequent our gatherings here some time ago, who's in the hospital with a stroke. And thank you for letting him see your hand so that he gets back on the path. And we offer these prayers unto you in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. Okay. Now, for those of you that are new, welcome. Sabbath blessing to everyone, in fact. But if you want to follow along with the study, at the bottom of the chat, underneath the chat room, the study notes. We're on question number 21. And the question is, God never allowed man to eat flesh with what in it? Thank you, Brother Gorham. Verses 23 to 25 says, only be sure that thou eat not the blood, for the blood is the life, and thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh. Thou shalt not eat it, thou shalt pour it upon the earth as water. Thou shalt not eat it, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. And then the study goes on to share, and it, underneath the blank spot that you're supposed to put the verse in. These are the baptism studies, by the way, for those of you who don't know. It says, like the prohibition against unclean meats, the restriction against eating blood was not just for the Jews. It dates back to the very beginning of flesh eating. Hundreds of years before there was a Jew, Genesis 9, verse 4, even, and that's of course talking about Noah, Noah's Ark, because when the Lord gave him instruction in regards to the clean and the unclean meat, it's pretty obvious. Okay, and then even Gentiles who accepted the Lord were to abstain from eating blood. Leviticus chapter 17, verses 10 to 15 goes into the detail there. And the restriction continues to apply for New Testament Christians, according to Acts 15:20. Right? Now, this is something most babes in Christ that joined the Seventh-day Remnant Church fail to realize right off. But that's okay. The Lord's going to wink until you get there. You know, we don't serve a tyrant. He is our Father. And so he's not going to treat us, you know, the way the world says he treats. I mean, there are so many hateful churches out there that declare God to be a tyrant and then tell you to worship him. What they're doing is they describe the characteristics of Satan and then they're telling you to worship him. But they give Satan our Father's name or Jesus' name or even Mary, you know, some of the, there's a lot of Catholic theology in all the churches now. But then that was prophesied to happen, and it's happened. It's done. Even the Ninth Hour Church is Roman Catholic now. So, it is written in Acts 17:30 that the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So, if you didn't know it was wrong to eat meat with blood in it, well, today you heard it's wrong. There is additional information on the website that so that you don't have to take my word for it with just a verse or two here. And if you want some more information, just send me off an email and I'll send you a link to the page. But this is one of the reasons Israel never gained the blessing God planned for them so long ago. When they settled in Canaan, the people of God were allowed to use animal food, but only under certain limitations. These limitations did not prevent the obvious end result of eating meat, but it did lessen them to a great extent. Of course, the use of unclean meats in any fashion was completely prohibited. Blood or no blood, eating things like pigs was very, you know, dangerous, just like shellfish or stuff like that. It's very, very toxic to the human health. And it could affect you immediately, or it could take 20 years. The fact of the matter is, the minute you eat it, you're defiled. But as for the clean animals laid out in Leviticus 11 or Deuteronomy 14, they were permitted, but all the fat and all the blood was strictly forbidden. But plus, when it came to those clean animals, only those that were in healthy condition were allowed to be eaten. For example, if you have done your homework in Leviticus or Deuteronomy, you will see that no animal that was killed by another animal or died of old age were allowed as food. And if any of you have watched any of the videos in regards to slaughterhouses today, now this really upset me, and many years ago I quit eating meat before I started keeping Sabbath, and I think that's one of the reasons I started keeping Sabbath, because I was no longer confusing the mind my father gave me. And you know, because the human brain is an organ just like any other organ, and you put things in the body you shouldn't be, you know, especially blood, it fevers the brain. And and one of the neat things I found out with additional research was when Jesus says here, well, in the Old Testament, speaking of the blood has the life in it, science recently discovered this, and they had no idea, and they still don't, because a lot of these scientists didn't even check this in the scriptures. But I remember watching a video on this, and they actually zoomed in, and it was a strange thing to see. You couldn't really understand. I mean, you could see what was happening, but this is, how does the Lord do this? What is that? And what I mean is, blood has something in it that can't be killed. It just cannot be killed. I mean, they tried everything. I wish I could find it. I may have posted the video on the site, but this was years ago, so maybe if I do a search, because I got a better search engine on the site now than I've ever had before, so maybe it will be able to be found, because it would be in one of my little article things. They put this, well, first of all, they found blood that was hundreds of years old. It was all dried up. And they brought it into a laboratory, of course, and just out of curiosity, just messing with the blood to see if they could rehydrate it. They did, and it was, of course, rehydrated just by adding saline. They were just doing that so they can mess with the DNA and check this, check that, whatever. And then they started seeing things in the side of the blood that was moving around. And it was like little balls of light. It was just very, very tiny. I mean, you had to really zoom in to see them. But they were there. And they thought, well, maybe this is just a fluke. Maybe something was picked up in the dust or something. So they tested other blood. Same thing. It was in there, too. They tested their own blood. It was in there, too. And I'm just thinking, just the basic definition would be what we saw here in the scriptures that we just read from Deuteronomy, that it was the life that the Lord is talking about, you know. And because they tried everything to, and you know how scientists are, and they'll say, well, let's try to kill it. You know, that's the first thing that comes to their mind. Kill it. See what we can do to damage it. So they put a heavy weight on it, you know, like they put it in some contraption where they were able to squeeze it with tons of pressure, and it was fine afterwards. They lifted up the thing, and it was still moving around. They hit it with a blowtorch, and then they hit it with a stronger torch for some, I don't know, like acetylene or something like that, and it still dancing around, was still alive. They put all sorts of toxic chemicals on it. They put everything known to man that would kill life, and it just wouldn't die. And so I thought that was pretty neat. But what got me, and this is one of the reasons the Lord says to get that blood out of all the meat, the clean meats. You don't even touch the unclean, but you know, like if you're going to eat clean meat, today you're not going to find clean meat because of what I'm about to say. And so this is one of the reasons the people of God have changed their diet without even realizing. Like for myself, example is like my wife and I quit eating meat years before we were Sabbath keepers and before we even knew that the Gideon band was going to, and I'm not saying we're part of the Gideon band, we're striving towards that end just like the rest of you, but it's pretty amazing that he moved us in that direction like he's always done. We've looked in our past, we've always said we got to do this, we want to do this, we want to do that, and every time we try to do things on our own, it just fails miserably, but then he opens and closes the door and we walk through him, and it's just amazing what he does. So it's always better to trust him. But I saw a video years ago, and I've done some research recently, and it's gotten much worse now. And I don't advise going to check out these slaughterhouse videos, like from the chickens and the turkeys and the cows and the pigs even. I mean, you're not supposed to eat the pigs to begin with, but the way they treat these animals, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just disgusting. It's just like that video I put on the site the other day where I put the red letters graphic where they were killing those pilot whales. And there were so many people doing it to keep the cops couldn't keep up. They could only arrest two people. I mean, it was just so many people. And they were, the water turned blood red. There was so much blood in that water. And they were just killing dozens of these innocent pilot whales that are very friendly to humans, that actually protect humans that fall in the ocean and stuff. Even dolphins. Dolphins will prevent a shark from attacking a human just out of nature. Just bam, it'll start bottlenosing it, you know, with its nose, just ramming it. And it actually kills the shark because it you see blood coming out of the gills. I remember that from the Flipper days, you know, that TV series when I was a kid. But now in the slaughterhouses, not only do they kill these animals extremely violently, and like with the chickens, they take the chickens' feathers off with these spinning blades and all this other stuff, and the birds are still alive. They're squawking and everything, and they're hanging by their necks, and they're still alive. And then they drop them in boiling water to make the feathers come out easier. It's disgusting. But even if they just did that, the animals are killed in a shocking manner. You ever heard of the term someone was killed in cold blood? And the cold blood thing is like say you're driving down the road, somebody cuts you off, and boom, you get that cold feeling runs up your spine. That's scared. That's fine. You know, it's a burst of adrenaline. The Lord created that for us to be able to have a little bit more of our faculties at that moment when we need it, right? Well, that goes in throughout all the flesh, and it's not very healthy to eat meat that's loaded with adrenaline. So even if they didn't put all the antibiotics and the drugs and the growth hormones and stuff like that in these animals, killing them the way they do makes their meat unfit for consumption, even if they did take all the blood out, which they don't. But what I saw a year or two ago, I couldn't believe it, and it just disgusted me. With years ago when I was a kid, I remember reading about, because I did the encyclopedia thing, and I remember reading about slaughterhouses and how if a cow showed any kind of sickness whatsoever, the cow was destroyed and buried. They didn't touch a piece of it. They just destroy it and bury it. Now, even if a cow has a festering, carbuncle-sized tumor coming out of the side of its head or of its body somewhere, they just cut that out and sell the rest of the animal, which means the flesh is literally permeated with cancer cells, and it's on people's kitchen tables, and they're eating cancer cells. There was something else that they were doing that shocked me as well, but it just went out of my mind. So, but yeah, it's pretty sad. Some of these farm animal documentaries that they have out there they're just killing these animals in such violent and strange manners. But the drugs they pump in these animals, this is why you see, like when I was a young kid, girls would reach young womanhood around the ages of, 15, 16, 17, like that. Girls are getting pregnant now when they're 10. and they're blossoming into young women at around the age of 10 and 11 and stuff like that, where they actually look like young ladies. And it's the growth hormones that are in the milk and the meat, everything they eat. And that's actually part of Satan's plan as well, because of the pedophilia thing, though. But, you know, it's all going to be done, over with, soon. We're out of here soon, so keep the faith. But anyway, sadly, throughout all this, even in regards to what we're reading here in the scriptures, Israel departed from their divinely inspired diet, and they suffered greatly for it. They never were able to attain the character of Christ so as to fulfill his divine purpose for them. As it says in Psalm 106:15, it says, "The Lord gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul." The truly cherished and earthly—it's the world. It's just like today. It's no different. It's actually worse today, of course. Yeah. But the people truly cherish the earthly above the spiritual, and because of that sinful mindset, they're never able to reach that sacred purpose that the Lord had offered them. They, speaking of Israel, back in the Old Testament, they were a nation especially blessed by God. They were to be priests that would lead all nations to the Lord over time, but they hoarded it. And yeah, that's the thing I remember too in regards to the animals, the meat. You heard about mad cow disease, right? It got so bad, I mean, the UK, it's off the charts. And this is where you had that little situation with Oprah and all the other stuff in the meat industry. And it got so bad, and it is so, in all the animals just about. Now, even the deer. I remember reading about this a couple of years ago. Cook County, where I used to go around walking around in the woods when I used to live up near the city, because that's Cook County, Illinois. The deer there have mad cow, or bovine disease, they call it. It's a mad cow disease. And these are just living in the wild. So there you see the hand of God on that. That's Hosea, of course, that prophecy of Hosea about the animals, the insects, the birds, and the fish. Everything's dying. And it's not so that Christian prophecy looks great and it makes our God look amazing to people that don't believe. No, it's a warning sign. He's given us all these prophetic facts to let people know it's time to get ready, time to get ready for home. But the thing I remember about the mad cow disease is it got so bad that they decided to just put it under the rug. They couldn't kill all the animals because it was more than 80% of some of these herds. So guess what they decided to do? Sell the meat anyway. And directly after that, and there's information about this online too, directly after that, the Alzheimer rate skyrocketed. That's because the AMA was in on it. Because the AMA is connected with the Vatican. We found out about what happened in Canada a couple, 3 years ago, which actually helped me. Because for years I was telling people that the Vatican's involved in pharmacies. They're involved, because what does it say in Revelation 18 about the pharmacia? People are saying, I'm crazy. Well, praise God that article came out, because now everybody knows. But this thing with the mad cow disease, the symptoms of mad cow disease in humans looks just like Alzheimer's. So they says, well, hey, you know, it helps us thin the herd, because they're all about population control anyway, so let them have the meat if they want the meat. And so I can see now why the Lord have some of us moved away from meat eating, because we got a work to do, and we certainly need our faculty to be able to do that work. The Lord actually said to them, of course, the Israelites back in the day, he said in Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6, he says, "Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel." Now, could you imagine? And this is something that I remember the first time reading this as a young Christian. I says, boy, having an opportunity like that to go forth and glorify God from generation to generation to generation, I can actually see if this was embraced. But then again, that would have to be where Satan wasn't allowed on this planet, because he's been busy for 6,000 years. But wouldn't it be an amazing thing to know I mean, even back in the day, back when, thousands of years ago, what did the king say when he needed information? Is there not a prophet in the land where we can counsel and or seek counsel from? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to do that today? To go and, you got people with wisdom and discernment and that understand the scriptures, and you'll have to go to that effect, but still. And you have people with the gift of prophecy today, too, because the Bible has not changed, because the God that doesn't change, according to Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, says it hasn't changed. But today's world is, considerably different in regards to any other generation, but still, when it comes to prophesying or having the gift of prophecy and stuff like that, if in fact you have such a gift as that, which some do, it's to the glory of God. But have you noticed what goes on in some of the other churches out there? Men stand before the people and declare themselves prophets, or women stand before the people and declare themselves prophetess. They seek the glory unto themselves. That's, not how it's done. It's not for you. It's for him and his people. You have a duty. You have a job to do. Do your job. Do your duty. But there's nothing but Balaams out there. They're all in it for whatever they can gain. And it was, I had a laugh a couple of times just reading about Balaam. It's just like with Saul. When Jesus says, it's hard to kick against the pricks, ain't it? Can't you see you're fighting a losing battle here? But they didn't. And, of course, this is bound to happen because this is the only planet in the entire universe where Satan was cast. And so we have a special duty, especially when it's all said and done. I mean, if we're part of that Gideon band to go forth and proclaim the truth and bring them in, the sheaves, if you will. And, we're going to see an awful lot of guillotine use, but still, there's going to be 144,000 that will not die. Can't get around what's written in Revelation. You just can't. They will not die. I mean, even 2 Thessalonians talks about it. There are going to be people that are going to be waiting for the people that come out of the graves to ascend so they can ascend. Well, who are those people? And how is it they made it through the plagues of Revelation? Unless they had been tested and tried. So, just like Israel of old. But because they craved a diet not offered to them, they never became the nation of priests unto God. And by the way, this is also why Jesus fasted 40 days before starting his work. His example of a complete denial of the flesh is important if we are ever to come to that place wherein he can bless us in a way that allows us to go forth in that number we all strive onto. It's an amazing time to be alive. Yeah, we could have been born 1,000 years ago, but he chose us to be alive today. And we have a work to do. And so I'm believing we should probably do that work. Now, let me see if I can go to the next one here. Question number 22. It says, what two animal products were never to be eaten? Leviticus chapter 3, verse 17 says, and it shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings that you eat neither fat nor blood. And then the study says, today it is well known that the dietary fat is a major cause of heart disease, strokes, diabetes, obesity, and certain cancers, the major killers in Western societies. And it's just like in Pharaoh's day when they dug up the mummies, which I think. But see, I don't get this part about digging up, like opening up a sarcophagus. I don't get that. How is it these guys are not considered grave robbers because the graves are thousands of years old? And how is it they were able to take all that stuff from King Tut's tomb and put it in a museum and somebody makes tens of millions of dollars? I mean, if you did that today, go to your local cemetery and dig some guy up and start taking his watch and everything else this family put in his casket, you'll get thrown in jail. But because these other graves are thousands of years old, you seem to be immune to the laws of the land. But anyway, my point was, they took the mummies and they did some testing, medical testing, and they found these guys were dying of the same thing Americans die of today. So animal fat being saturated is especially harmful, it says. So one thing I've always noticed about the Lord's word is that he doesn't have to explain himself, even though man demands it quite often. And what I mean is, back when the scripture was penned in Leviticus, the people knew the physical dangers of eating the blood and the fat, as well as the spiritual defilement of it all. But as time went on and sin took hold of the masses, the lines between truth and lies were blurred, and many saw no issue eating the blood, and especially the fat, to this day. And this all besides the fact that we now have scientific evidence that both the blood and the fat do in fact cause all sorts of disease. And this includes mental disease. It's not just physical disease. It causes problems with the human mind. You know, one would think that fact alone would make them realize how powerful the Word of God is. One would also think this would make them realize that Old Testament truths are no more outdated than New Testament ones when it comes to all the truths held within the, you know, within outside, you know, the ceremonial laws that were discussed and explained in the New Testament as being abolished at the cross. I mean, think about it. When the apostles, or when Jesus Christ our King was preaching, what Bible did they use? It's what we call the Old Testament today. I mean, they didn't call it that, but they used, you know, the books of the Bible that we call the Old Testament. But a lot of people like to say that they have been nullified, especially in the homosexual community, because they think there's nothing in the New Testament about homosexuality. But boy, are they wrong there. But if you have an NIV or an NASB, yeah, it's going to be really difficult to find it because it's been pulled out of it. That also is another evidence of the last days that we live in. The ancient prophecy of the defiling of the bread of God, the bread of life, you know, the Word of God. I mean, that's such a no-brainer when you look at the reasonings behind it. I mean, Rome made the Bible, put the Bible on the Index of Forbidden Books in the Council of Valencia in 1229 A.D., and then translated all the books or the Bibles into Latin, and then anybody that understood Latin still couldn't get a Bible. They had to stand on their tippy toes or something like that on a pulpit that was just enough, high enough to where you couldn't be comfortable to read the Bible in Latin, because it was very strenuous to standard. They didn't want people reading it. And this is why today you've got all these Bibles that have so many verses missing. Because, okay, if the people want to read it, let's at least give them the doctored version that helps us. But still, they can't get all the truth. That's how powerful the Word is. I found Jesus in the Douay Rheims, and that was one of the Bibles, first Bibles, that for modern times, it was really, I mean, that's a Roman Catholic Bible. So the fact that mankind is still human in his nature and still capable of getting sick by eating things bad for him that were bad for him thousands of years ago, why is it so many ignore the Bible, the biblical truths about the Creator God, even though they are confirmed to be factual using modern science? Well, it's because the Old Testament also declares things like polygamy, homosexuality, bestiality, drunkenness, witchcraft, and idol worship are sinful, just to name a few. This, of course, including the fact that the Old Testament also declared the law of God never to be abolished, and we mustn't forget that, you know, the many prophecies that confirm Jesus is, in fact, the Messiah all the patriarchs and prophets spoke of. And I mean, there are just too many truths in the Old Testament for the wicked and the lost to deal with. And so they declare the Old Testament as a whole to be entirely outdated, and because of that crazed mindset, many of them are dying of all sorts of diseases because of their unbiblical diets. So hope and pray you're blessed. Be back in a minute. Or wait, it's Brother Chase is praying, so right after the, or he's preaching, so right after the music, Brother Chase is going to pray, and then he's going to share the sermon. And I want to praise the Lord that he's actually here to be able to do it, because the devil shut down his internet at his house and then blue-screened his computer. So he had to drive like a half an hour to get to his parents' house, I guess, and now he's got internet, so he'll be able to share. So amen and amen.